I tend to think what he's doing here is he's saying that what we're looking for in history, the meaning we're looking for, it's right here all around us. And England can be representative of that. In fact, it may be clear if I keep reading. Let me read a little bit more and you'll see where he's going with this. With the drawing of his love and the voice of this calling, we shall not cease from explorations, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started, and now know the place for the first time. Through the unknown remembered gate, when the last of earth left to discover, is that which was the beginning at the source and the longest river, the voice of the hidden waterfall and the children in the apple tree, not known because not looked for, but heard, half heard in the stillness between two waves of the sea, quick, now, here, now, always, a condition of complete simplicity, costing not less than everything. That's a great line, costing not less than everything. And all shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well, when the tongues of flame are enfolded into the crowned knot of fire and the rose are one. Okay, so think back through what has happened here in section 5. The Holy Spirit has come to transform and reform human life and make us truly human again, to bring us to a new beginning. It's a new creation. And I think all his language here at the beginning, you know, what we call the beginning is often the end. To make an end is to make a beginning. Think in terms of new creation. The coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost and behind that, the incarnation, this is really the beginning of a new creation, a new beginning for the human race. And whereas before he talked about how our words cracked and slipped and strained under their task of carrying truth, communicating truth, here he talks about the perfect word for every occasion. Okay, it's neither diffident nor ostentatious. Every word takes its place in support of all the others. There's an easy commerce of old and new communication. There's a harmony now in the way we communicate, maybe older people, younger people, across the generations. The common word, exact, without vulgarity, so you don't descend into vulgarity, but you're able to speak in a way that everybody can understand you. Okay, the complete consort of our words dancing together. Okay, every phrase and sentence has an end and a beginning. Every phrase and sentence hooks into, complete something, but also hooks into what is to come. Every poem and epitaph. So our speech being transformed. Remember, he's really used speech throughout this book. If you're going to be in a great conversation, you need to think about how words work and how you're going to choose words. And Eliot here is telling us this is what spiritual speech looks like. If we're going to speak with the flamed tongue of the Holy Spirit, this is what it's going to look like. We'll be wise and winsome with our words. But then he goes on from there, and really he gives us this whole view of history. Okay, history is now in England. Okay, so I think England's representative of what's happening in history. With the drawing of this love and the voice of this calling, love with a capital L, calling with a capital C, I think this is Jesus and the Holy Spirit. He talks about our exploring, arriving back where we started. This may be him thinking about his own life, or again, what's happened in Western civilization. His family went exploring in transcendentalism. Other worldviews and religions have been explored. But what have we found? If we really are searching for truth, we're going to come back where we started, that is, with God. It says, through the unknown remembered gate. I think this may be the gate to the Garden of Eden, something like that. Again, sticking with the new creation theme. When the last of earth left to discover is that which was the beginning. And then he gives you, you know, he goes through the longest river, the hidden waterfall, the apple tree, all these different facets of the creation that actually recall the first poem when he was walking through the garden, and we saw that the garden really represents creation as a whole. And then he comes to the end of all things. How is the human story going to end? Where is human history headed? All manner of things shall be well. That's the end. Let me give you the whole thing to it. All shall be well, and all manner of things shall be well. Those lines from Julian of Norwich. Again, that's the Christian eschatological vision. When the tongues of flame, think about the Holy Spirit, are enfolded into the crowned knot of fire, and the fire and the rose are one. So what is the fire and what is the rose? The fire clearly is the fire of God. It's the fire of the Holy Spirit. What is the rose? Again, this takes us back to the first poem, the Rose Garden. What does the rose again represent? The creation. And so the fire and the rose will be one. Okay, that is to say, there will be a union of heaven and earth, a union of God and man. The fire and the rose will be one. God will become one with his creation. I don't think he means that in a pantheistic sense. I think he means that again in the sense of the Christian eschatological vision, you know, where God says, "I will be with you, you will be my people, and I will be your God." There'll be that kind of oneness, or the consummation of the marriage between Jesus and his church. We live in that new creation. That new creation is already here, wherever the Spirit of God is present and at work, but it's going to be here in a consummated way at the end, when the fire and the rose are made one, when this creation becomes the new creation, when this world gives way to the world to come, when heaven and earth are joined together, when heaven and earth are married together and become one. And that's his vision, and he says that is our hope. All shall be well, and all manner of thing shall be well. That's where we are headed. And what's that going to look like? Again, the fire and the rose will be one. Okay, let me stop there. Any questions, comments, or thoughts that you have?